This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is due to be fingerprinted and photographed in a New York courthouse next week as he becomes the first ex-president of the United States to face criminal charges. It's a case involving a 2016 hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. Reuters' Chris Dignam has more.
A growing police presence and a throng of TV news cameras surrounded a Manhattan courthouse on Friday, where ex-President Donald Trump was due to be fingerprinted and get a mugshot next week as he becomes the first sitting or former commander-in-chief in American history to face criminal charges. A lawyer for Trump said the former president will plead not guilty to the charges related to a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels made just days before the 2016 presidential election. Another Trump attorney said he will not be handcuffed when he is expected to surrender on Tuesday under the terms of a deal agreed to by the office of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
That's Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke at a ceremony in the town of Bucha near Kyiv on Friday to commemorate the anniversary of its liberation from Russia's brutal occupation. Bucha stands as a symbol of atrocities committed by the Russian army since its full-scale invasion began in February of 2022. The Kremlin's forces occupied Bucha for about a month, soon after the start of the war. Ukrainian troops retook the town and found horrific scenes. Hundreds of bodies were uncovered, including some children. In a tweet, Zelensky said, "We will never forget the victims of this war, and we will certainly bring all Russian murderers to justice." In his daily address Thursday, the Ukrainian leader commemorated